I was always told that college would be this super foundational time where you have fun and form critical memories. But 5 years on it from now, at 27 years old, there's only one memory that sticks out. And unfortunately, it doesn't have anything to do with girls or going out and partying. But instead, something that happened on Omegle. I've always been a loner and a geek my whole life. I didn't successfully come out of my shell in college, although I wanted to. That's why I moved into the dorm rooms near my campus in the first place. I figured it'd be a great way to meet people and socialize, but I ended up getting straddled with huge room and board expenses on top of my tuition debt. I never managed to make any friends in my hall. That's how I caved in and fell back on being a parasocial weirdo through the gateway of the internet, through Omegle more specifically. It's a website that pairs you up with random strangers so you can text or video chat. That's where I spent most of my time trying to meet people in the online world. But in a lot of ways, it was more of the same of what I got in the real world. Most people skipped me almost immediately. A lot of the people that I managed to have conversations with were older men, who seemed insightful at first, but then turned out to be weird and creepy. Then, of course, there was the classic Omegle horde of people without a webcam trying to bait me to give out my ASL. But every once in a while, there was a good conversation to be had with someone who wasn't trying to seduce me. I held out hope to get paired with people like them through dealing with all the BS. One night, after I finished studying, I turned off the lights in my room so people wouldn't see it behind me. Then I hopped onto Omegle to look for a decent person to talk to. That night, more than all the others, went off to an insane start. The very first stranger I encountered was instantly showing me their bare feet. I could tell it was a man's by the hairy legs and toes, too. They were standing on top of their desk with their camera pointed straight at their ingrown toenails. I was frozen by the sight of it. I had no idea what to say to something like that, so I didn't say anything. I didn't skip, though. I was hoping it would go somewhere entertaining. And I was more than used to seeing exposed ugly people, since that sort of thing was oddly common to see on Omegle. After a long, awkward silence, I tried to open the conversation. Hi.
Well, hi there.
Nice feet.
Thanks, I've been told.
can I see your face, sir?
Only if you let me show you my special talent.
You have a special talent? Sure, man, bring it on.
Spend it! Stay right there! Don't you dare click skip, you got that?
Okay. A split second later, the stranger put a watermelon-sized glass jar down the desk between his legs and shouted like he was pretending to be a magician or something. He then said,
I call this act One Man, One Jar. Are you ready to see my contortionism demonstration?
Sure.
I said,
are you ready to see my contortionism demonstration?
Yeah, man, do it.
All right, brace yourself.
The man then put both his feet in the jar. Then, he crouched down and stuffed in his legs. I watched in awe as he squeezed his entire body into it, until it was completely inside the jar. His face was visible, but was completely smushed up against the glass, and I could finally see his face. He looked to be some balding middle-aged guy living in a drafty old apartment. Then, with his one free arm, he reached over and grabbed a lid and somehow managed to put it on top of himself, closing the jar with his entire body sealed inside. I couldn't tell if the pressure was distorting his face or if he was just crazy, but he smiled at me very disturbingly, like he was waiting for me to applaud. I didn't have any words. I couldn't comprehend how a grown man had fit himself into something so small.
Well, what do you think?
That's very cool, but can you get out?
Can I get out? Of course I can get out. Watch!
That's when he tried to push the lid off, but as soon as I saw it not move, the man's smile started to slowly vanish from his face. I knew something was wrong. He kept trying to push himself up to get the lid off his back, but he wasn't able to budge it. He was too tightly packed in there to maneuver, and he couldn't get any leverage from the position he was in. All of a sudden, panic was written all over him. His face turned red and puffy, and he frantically tried to move whatever he could. But all of it barely amounted to anything more than rattling his cage. Quickly, it started to seem as though he was having trouble breathing, too.
Help me! I can't move, I'm stuck! Oh god, I'm stuck! Help!
I don't know what to do!
Get me out of here, please!
But I don't know where you are! Tell me where you are and I'll call the cops!
After the reality had set in that he was completely stuck, the panic had turned into utter despair. He was sobbing incoherently, completely incapable of forming words. Tears and snot and drool streaming from his face and down inside the wall of the jar.
What is your location? Tell me!
I'm in my apartment! Please come find me! Please! Come!
What's your address? Please, that's all I need to know, and you'll be okay! Yeah! Damn it, man, focus!
No!
No!
It only took me a second to realize what I had done. I became so panicked and frustrated that I accidentally pressed the skip button when I banged my fist on the table, causing me and the stranger to be disconnected forever. I'll never be able to properly describe that sinking feeling I felt in that moment, knowing I had just doomed that man to his unusual fate of slowly suffocating, trapped, alone, unable to move. My hands were shaking uncontrollably. I didn't think there was anything I could do. If I called the police, they wouldn't be able to find him since I never heard his address. I didn't record any of it, and there's no way of knowing where somebody is from Omega. Without a better idea, I swore to never go back on there. I tried to forget that I was ever on Omega in the first place. I actually got drunk for the first time that night, in hopes that I could go to bed and sleep without much trouble. But God knows, even after all these years, there's nothing that will get the image of that trapped man in a jar out of my head. It's been haunting me for so long. Every day I wonder what happened to him, if anybody ever came to rescue him, or if those moments he spent with me over the internet were his last moments with anyone. These days, I remember one man, one jar, as a friend.
Back in 2014, I experienced something I still can't explain. I was still living at home at the time as an only child. I didn't have many friends or any hobbies to speak of, so I spent most of my free time surfing the internet and looking for anything that could hold my attention. On the weekends, I would wait for my parents to leave the house. Then, like most teenagers, I would use the alone time to browse through more devious content. On the night that this unexplainable thing happened, I was getting up to the same thing I always did. When I was finally home alone, I closed my door and drew my curtains, turned the lights off, and grabbed a box of tissues from the bathroom, in case I got a runny nose while I was watching what I was finally able to watch now that nobody was around. My parents said they would be gone all night, so I knew I could stay at it for as long as I wanted. Of course, that meant that there were quite a few soiled and crumpled up tissues tossed into the bin. But after a couple hours, I was pretty much drained and bored of just watching stuff by myself like I did every weekend, and I was starting to wish I had someone to talk to. Unfortunately, as I mentioned earlier, I didn't have very many friends, and certainly nobody that I could call close. The handful of people I could think of to text never even read my messages, so rather than beg the people I sort of knew at the time to talk to me, I figured I'd have better luck with strangers. I had already known about Omegle for some time by then, mostly by watching YouTubers exploring all the different tags you can add to your search for new friends, but I'd never used it myself. I didn't have friends because of my social anxiety, and that bled over to video chatting too, which I wasn't super comfortable with in the beginning, especially since they were all strangers. But it was better than tossing tissues all night, and I figured there was no way I'd ever see any of the people I met more than once, let alone run into them in person, so I gave it a shot. Obviously, just like anyone else would see, my initial experience on Omega was getting flooded by a bunch of creepy old men asking for my ASL. I skipped over all those guys, and it really felt like I was trudging through an endless ocean of them. But even when I found somebody who looked decent, I would get skipped by them. It was only my first time on Omegle, but if it was supposed to be a place where you could talk to people, then that night was not a good night for it. All the freaks and weirdos seemed to be out, and I was starting to lose hope that I would ever find anybody of interest. I thought about calling it quits, but then I felt like giving it just a few more tries. That's when I encountered the most unusual thing I'd seen all night. Whoever or whatever they were, someone or something, they were creepier than any run-of-the-mill offender on Omegle. I was immediately so petrified by the image in front of me that I couldn't even click away from it. I just kept staring at the screen, trying to figure out what in the world I was looking at. I couldn't tell if they were wearing some kind of mask or a bunch of weird makeup. They barely looked human, and if they were, they were severely deranged. If I had to describe him, it looked like a male figure with deathly pale skin, dark, sunken-in eyes, and a strange, scraggly haircut, like they were halfway dead and already starting to decompose. Then, out of the blue, the man started meowing, like he thought he was some sort of catman. creep me out, but I was still suspecting that I was getting pranked somehow, although I had no idea how any of this was supposed to be funny.
Hello? What's up with you? Why don't you talk like a normal person?
After I tried speaking to him, my computer screen started glitching out, and that's when the Catman jumped from his seat to his desk, landing backwards on all fours like he was about to start spider-walking in front of the camera like the possessed girl from The Exorcist. It happened so fast that I flinched and fell off my chair, but I continued to watch from the floor, completely awestruck. The Catman stared right into the camera, except his face was upside down now from the position he was in. He was still meowing too, which just added to the uneasy feeling that was building about this whole situation. I'd seen so many horror movies and it felt like any one of them could come true at any moment. I half expected him to crawl out through the screen and reap my soul.
What the hell do you want? Why are you doing that? Do you think this is funny, sicko?
He didn't seem to care about what I said, and if he did, I think it was only upsetting him, because it was then that his head began to twitch as he slowly craned to the side until it was totally horizontal, all the while shrieking with one long meow, opening his mouth wider and wider to the point that it looked like he had inhumanly large set of jaws.
What the hell is the matter with you? Stop meowing at me!
I was horrified by whatever was about to happen next, but then the glitching in the screen got worse and uncontrollable, and eventually froze, locking up the whole computer and forcing it to crash. I breathed a deep sigh of relief that the computer shut itself off. I was still dumbstruck in the darkness and sitting on the floor, so I have no idea how long I would have let that go on before I came to my senses and skipped that psycho. I eventually picked myself up and left my computer alone for the night, deciding to get some sleep and see if I couldn't forget the whole thing, or at least put some mental distance between me and it. It was difficult to get to sleep after being so shaken up, but I did get there after calming down for a little while. The next morning, things almost seemed alright. I could still vividly remember the strangeness of the Catman, his annoying meowing and corpse-like appearance, but other than that, everything seemed normal. That was, until I stood in front of the mirror before stepping into the shower and noticed the deep cat scratches all over my body. Till this day, I still have nightmarish memories of something that I saw on Omegle in the winter of 2016. I was a sophomore in college at the time, but I was still living at home with my parents and not on campus. That year in particular, I was stuck inside for all of winter break because we were experiencing one of the worst snowstorms the area had seen in years. Since the conditions were too unsafe to go anywhere, I spent most of my time studying for online courses. My schedule was loaded with so many classes, which wasn't the best for my ability to develop social skills or make friends on top of everything else. And, like most guys, the thing I looked forward to most about going to college was meeting girls, but I wasn't getting to do any of that. So, when I heard about this thing called Omegle, a website where you could randomly meet strangers, I was desperate enough to be very interested. I understood from the person who told me about it that it could be a little weird, so I waited for my parents to go to bed before trying it. My laptop for school was super cheap and didn't have a webcam, which meant if I actually wanted to talk to people, I had to use my parents' shared desktop computer in the family room. I didn't want them or anyone else in my family walking in on me talking to girls, so I decided to wait it out. Around 2 in the morning, I finally snuck out of my room and hopped on the computer to try my luck. To my disappointment, the first 20 or so people that I encountered were all just weird-looking dudes. A lot of creepy old men who I skipped right over, shirtless jocks who just wanted to talk about sports, and some geeky shut-ins like me who I skipped even though we might actually have a lot in common. I was on a one-track mind to use Omegle to meet girls. Unfortunately, the first few girls that I did get connected with skipped right over me when they saw that I was just another one of those geeky shut-in types. Admittedly, that stung every time. The endless skipping went on for 20 minutes before I finally got connected with a girl who didn't immediately reject me. I felt a little pit in my stomach form when she popped up on the screen, but it wasn't because I was nervous, but because she looked really sad about something. She was just a normal-looking blonde girl wearing a tank top, and like most other people on Omegle, sitting in complete darkness, except for the light coming off her computer screen. She was a bit hunched over with her hands, supporting her on the desk right next to the keyboard. She wasn't necessarily the best-looking girl, but I definitely wasn't about to skip her. She was the only girl that had even given me the time of day the whole time I'd been on. And even if I only got to see her upper body, that was going to be more action than I'd get anywhere else. I actually was a little bit nervous, though, because the first thing I did was awkwardly wave.
Hi there.
She waved back, but she didn't say anything. She still had that super sad, kind of weird look on her face. It seemed like she didn't want to talk out loud, so I tried introducing myself in the chat box instead. Hey, I'm Justin. What's your name? When I looked up from the keyboard, I was caught off guard by how close the girl suddenly was to the camera. Her eyes were wide open too, like she was making a surprised face, except her mouth was still closed.
Whoa, hey, is everything okay?
Then, without breaking eye contact, she started typing so frantically and loudly that I could hear it over the microphone. The whole time, she just stared into the camera with these huge bug eyes, not even blinking, just typing away at a robotic speed. All I could see in the chat box was the stranger's typing message for the longest time, until she finally hit the send button and dumped the entire message on me at once. I was put a little on edge when I read it, because all it said was,
"Can you please cry with me?"
over and over and over again. I didn't know what else to do, so I quickly replied back with a yes in the chat, and as soon as she read it, she began to cry. Then, I actually tried to make myself form tears for her. It was super uncomfortable, though. I couldn't bring myself to do it no matter how hard I tried to squeeze my eyes for just one single tear. But she kept getting closer and closer to the camera, until all I could see was a close-up of the snot coming out of her nostrils, oozing down her face with all of the tears from her eyes, pouring over her mouth, which, for some reason, she kept shut tight, despite having to blow snot out of her nose just so she could breathe. I really thought she must have been going through something really tough. So tough, I felt like she shouldn't cry alone if she didn't want to. And since I couldn't cry with tears, I started fake sobbing and wailing a little bit, but quietly, so I wouldn't wake up anybody in my house. I felt embarrassed, like she could tell it was all fake. After a while, I couldn't take the awkwardness anymore, so I pretended to wipe tears from my eyes and typed another message. Hey, are you okay over there? Why haven't you said anything? Do you want to talk about why you're crying? Suddenly, it was like she flipped a switch and wasn't sad anymore, but excited. She stopped crying, but didn't bother to wipe anything off her face. With a bit of a smile, she started to type again, not looking at the keyboard. A few seconds later, she sent a message that read,
"Do you want to know why I had my mouth closed this entire time?"
I was almost too scared to say yes, but I really did want to know. So I typed, "Yes, why?" That's when I saw her read the message, then look into the camera. For a moment, we stared at each other in silence. Then, the little smile on her face got bigger, as if she was holding herself back from laughing. But before she couldn't hold it any longer and finally opened her mouth, a swarm of bugs began to crawl out of it, covering her entire face. I screamed from the top of my lungs, immediately shutting the screen off and holding down the power button on the computer until it was completely turned off. My parents were awoken and upset that I was on the computer at this time of night. All I could do was attribute the shouting to some random jump scare video I watched on the internet. But since then, I acted like what I saw that night never happened and never thought about going on Omegle again.